It's the real news. I'm Tharna Noor. California's new governor, Gavin Newsom, took office 3 months ago. And since then, he's traveled to El Salvador and spoken out about immigration, signed a bill mandating free abortions at all colleges and universities, and ordered a moratorium on the death penalty. He's also spoken out about climate change, following in the footsteps of the previous governor, Jerry Brown. Newsom has laid out plans to impose stricter car emission standards and has also declared his California state of emergency to expedite fire safety projects. But will he actually deliver? What will Gavin Newsom's impact be on the climate policy of California and the United States? Now joining me to talk about this is my colleague, Steve Horn. Steve is the newest member of the Real News' Climate Bureau. We work together on that bureau. And he's just authored the first part of a new series on the Real News about Gavin Newsom's climate policy. We'll put a link to that series in the description of the video below. Thanks so much for being here, Steve.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, fellow colleague.
So I know that you've spoken with lots of environmental advocates and organizers already, and you'll be speaking with lots more. Before we hear about what your assessment is of Newsom's climate platform, what are you hearing from others? Are folks optimistic about Newsom?
I think that most people I talk to, at least in the NGO community, are, when I say non-governmental organization or nonprofit groups, such as the Sierra Club or other groups that I talked to for this particular article, are extremely optimistic, I would say, about what could lay ahead for Newsom. And also, with the hope that Newsom would address the one key thing that the former governor did not address, which is oil drilling. And there's a lot of oil drilling in California. It's ranked number 6 in the nation in drilling, although it's gone down progressively every year, if you look at the data. So with that caveat, they are, it's not even a caveat, I guess, but yeah, that said, they think that he can even address that. And given they point to his track record in San Francisco as the mayor about a decade ago, and the actions that he took there as evidence to them that he does take climate change seriously and that they can move the ball pretty far forward under his administration. With that said, what the article tackles is that in the first 3 months, it still kind of remains a little bit unclear how he will go about doing that. He's taken some measures, but he hasn't really laid any huge cards on the table yet.
In editing the article, I was, a little bit surprised to find how optimistic folks were, especially because, many have said that Newsom has big shoes to fill because the previous governor, Jerry Brown, was regarded as a climate leader. But as you're saying, lots of environmental justice advocates and scholars and others were really critical of Jerry Brown, especially because, his administration approved some 21,000 new oil and gas permits. So could you talk more about that? Are folks expecting Newsom to be any different? Will he address the supply side of the climate crisis?
I think it's important and I kind of find it a little bit interesting and odd that the people that I interviewed for this, when they talked about Brown and kind of the, almost the disgust that they had for how much he did promote drilling under his administration, alongside being probably the most progressive governor in the country on climate change, but with that big caveat, who was the lieutenant governor at the time? That was none other than Gavin Newsom. So, of course, some say lieutenant governors or vice presidents or someone in that kind of position is more or less a figurehead. But that said, he was lieutenant governor during that time, so that has to be laid on the table. I think at the same time, they hope that he addresses the supply chain and the supply side of oil in the state. And how they go about doing that, I think, remains to be seen from a kind of an activist point of view, how they think they're going to pressure Newsom to do that. I think right now they're just saying that they're happy that he's there, and they're kind of hopeful. Although, it's one, almost 100 days into his administration, there's really been no clear signs how he's going to tackle that. He has addressed other issues like wildfire relief, given that this is a state that has massive wildfires due to climate change. This year was the most deadly and the most widespread year of wildfires in state history. So to me, it looks more like he's going to take climate change mitigation issues, mitigation policies and stances. It's unclear exactly what he will do to, kind of prevent those kind of, the things that climate change creates from happening at the supply side. So,
So Jerry Brown also, of course, famously, for some infamously, launched a statewide cap and trade program in 2013. And in brief, cap and trade is a market-based solution, an approach to the climate crisis that imposes caps on carbon or on carbon and other greenhouse gas emissions, and allows companies and governments and other entities to buy and sell allowances to emit. So here's Newsom on cap and trade.
We've got to make sure cap and trade is successful as we enter in the next iteration and getting into the fuel sector. We have to make sure we don't lose people along the way that are concerned about costs, particularly those that are different tiers in the Central Valley and don't have the benefit of our efficiency programs.
And California lawmakers extended that program until 2030, but not without some pretty widespread opposition from lots of environmental groups who said that the policy makes too many allowances for the fossil fuel industry. What do you think will become of that program under Newsom?
I think that that is going to be one of the first big ticket items that Newsom is going to have to grapple with. There's something upcoming called the Tropical Forest Offset Standard, which California is a part of, alongside South America, and doing things like carbon trading, an international cap and trade program. So yeah, cap and trade, of course, that was something that was extended under Brown and now exists under Newsom. He has said, at least on the campaign trail, that he is more prone to supporting something like a carbon tax as opposed to cap and trade, but he also has never said, I'm going to tear apart this cap and trade that exists. He says that he wants to improve upon it, as that clip showed. So I think he'll tinker with it around the margins and do things that might move the ball forward in a climate justice way, if pressured to do so. At the same time, the first pressure point that he will have is this tropical forest offset, which is opposed by indigenous activists and by climate justice groups across California. There was a big profile on it in Reuters that appeared a few months ago. So that is something that could be decided and potentially, unless he kicks the ball down the road, by the California Air Resources Board, which he oversees as the governor, in the next few weeks. So I think that'll be the first real decision he has to make on climate justice, and the first indication we'll see kind of exactly where he stands on the issue of cap and trade, not just at a state level, but because it's a global program on a global level.
He also on the campaign trail promised to bring California to 100% renewable energy, right? Could you talk about that promise and what he's done to, or not done to take steps in that direction?
Well, I think that on that promise, that'll be something that, although he will promise that, it has to be something that's carried out by cities and counties within California. And so one of the main mechanisms or levers through doing that, which will be profiled in a future piece, something called the Climate Action Plan, or Climate Action Plans, because it's a plural. Every county has one, and most cities in California have one. And that is the main mechanism through which something like a 100% renewable energy plan is carried out. Those things have been around now for almost a decade and a half with sort of mixed results. Some would say that it's boosted renewable energy. Some would say that probably would have happened anyway due to market forces. And so that's sort of the debate. And it's a question of, do those climate action plans have enough teeth to really move the ball forward in that area? But I think that the climate action plans are the key arena through which that promise by Newsom either will be met or won't be met. And we will see those kind of play out in the next year or two, because many cities have to provide updates to those under the 2006 climate bill that was passed in California.
I also want to ask, you know, as you mentioned, before he became governor of California, Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco. Talk about what he did to influence San Francisco's climate policy. Of course, it's seen as, you know, a really progressive city when it comes to climate action, and how that legacy could sort of impact what he's able to do as governor.
Yeah, well, Newsom was the first major city mayor in the country, for example, to create a mandate on composting, which I found kind of interesting. It's sort of not just one of the, I know something you've reported on, but composting isn't normally something that kind of mainstream environmental groups talk a lot about, but that's something that he was sort of ahead of the curve on as a big city mayor. And he was also one of the pioneers of pushing electric vehicles back when he was mayor, which now California is the number one state in electric vehicles. And I will say with a major caveat, I think there is a good debate to be had on how green or how climate friendly those are. It really depends on what grid those are tapping into and if that's being fueled by natural gas, that's being fueled by coal, electricity, then many scientists say that that's not really putting much of a damper on the issue of climate change. That's just like a future installment of the series. But yeah, that's one of the things he pushed. And then another thing that, I think a major thing, just sort of looking at the 100% renewable energy promise that he's made, or that kind of that aim that he has. When he was mayor, he made a promise that by 2020, San Francisco would be 100% on renewable energy. I don't think that that's the case today, but it does show that he's kind of had this ambitious goal in mind for a long time. And so, again, I think it's still going to come down to sort of rhetoric versus reality for him. But yeah, he's long been ambitious on talking about climate change, dating back to his time as mayor of San Francisco.
And to wrap up, it sounds like there's a bit more coming in your series about the efficacy of moving to electric vehicles. What else can folks expect from this series? And what kinds of litmus tests are you going to be using to assess Newsom's climate policy proposals and ideas and their effectiveness in addressing the climate crisis?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the series will have to be a little bit of a look backward on Jerry Brown, who has a very contested legacy as a climate pioneer or a global leader on climate change. Of course, he was a player on the global stage. So much of it will be looking back at that era and looking at whether or not Newsom will address it. So I will tackle things like oil drilling, for example, which we touched on, or the cap and trade program, or the move towards electric vehicles, those climate action plans. And also, I think that one really big thing, those are all kind of state initiatives, is taking a look at what people are doing locally in this state, both in big cities like here in San Diego or in Los Angeles, up in San Francisco, but also like in rural California, which gets a lot less coverage nationwide. But there are interesting things going on there as well that I think need to be touched upon. So trying to look at the state, not just as a monolith, but also as a series of localities where things are happening.
All right. Well, as you continue putting out new pieces in this series, we'll definitely be talking to you again. So stay tuned for more. And check out the first installment of Steve Horn's new series on Gavin Newsom and what he will mean for California's climate policy. We'll put a link in the description below. Thanks for joining us again, Steve.
Yep. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us on The Real News Network.